defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here we go again. The attacks keep coming. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom in these Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios. Joining me today is a dear friend, someone I've known for many years, who can tug your heartstrings because of her story and knows firsthand what gun control, the dangers of gun control. And I'm going to bring her to you here today. We're going to kind of carry on the conversation I had yesterday, which with Eric Friday, as you know, was regarding red flag laws. Nikki Gosar joins me on the program today. Nikki, how the heck are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
You know, I wish it were under different circumstances, Nikki, but let's start, before we go into red flags, let's start with the campaign from the other side. Let's go back to the beginning here, and then I want to ask you about current events, and then we'll get into red flag laws. I know you have a lot to say. First off, for new listeners, because we are on so many new stations around the country, would you briefly tell your story to our listeners today?
Sure. Back in 2009, this is like 10 years ago, my husband, Benjamin, was murdered right in front of me by a man who was stalking me. And because of Tennessee state law, where I reside at the time, I was not allowed to have my legal permitted firearm that I normally carried for self-defense inside of the restaurant where we were. It was a gun-free zone. So I followed the law and left my legal gun locked in my vehicle. Of course, the man that was stalking me did not have a handgun carry permit, and he brought that gun in illegally and shot my husband 6 times right in front of myself and everyone in the middle of the restaurant. I'll probably wonder for the rest of my life if I could have prevented that. Of course, I'll never know because I was denied a chance.
You know what? I go back to you and I sat on a panel on Fox News in New York City on the Stossel show about what's that been? Gosh, time is flying. You tell me 10 years ago, Ben's murder. I cannot believe it's been that long ago. It's just mind boggling how fast time flies. But I'm going to guess we sat on that panel about 5 years ago in New York City at Fox News Center, didn't we?
I think so, yeah.
And it was myself, you, and our dear friend, we both know her very well, and she's a hero of mine, that's Susanna Hupp. The three of us were on that panel. I'll never forget John Stossel asking Susanna the question while we were on that, and it was a live audience too, by the way, when he said, Susanna, your pistol, your gun was in your truck that day. If you had been able to have it on you, or if you had violated Texas state law and had the pistol in that restaurant with you, would it have made a difference? And if you remember, I'm sure you recall, she famously looked at John and then looked at the camera and she said, you know, I don't know. But what I do know is it would have changed the odds. And I've told that story many times over. And like what you just said, you'll probably never know. However, I think you would agree with Susanna that it more than likely would have changed the odds, correct?
Yes, I believe so. And actually, now that I think about it, I think that interview was like 8 years ago, Mark.
Oh, don't tell me that, please. I'm going to stick with 5, okay? I'll even say 3. I don't want to be 8 years older from that. It seems like it was yesterday. And I honestly,
it's been a while.
It really has. Honestly, Nikki, as more time goes by, this must make you angrier when you watch what's happening out there today.
Well, sure. I've been talking about this over and over and over again for the past decade. And, you know, sometimes you think, gosh, is anybody really listening? Is anybody really understanding what I'm saying and why I'm saying it? Because these things keep happening over and over again. And we still see these gun-free zones and we still see these horrible mass public shootings. And people are still defenseless in these places. And, yeah, it gets very bewildering and tiresome after all of these years trying my best to educate people that this is still going on. People are still made vulnerable.
You can't give up. Your voice is too important. And I know how frustrating it is. You know what I do for a living. You and I have done this together many, many times in many different venues. And people are hearing you. People are hearing you. And more people are hearing you month after month, year after year, when you do shows like this, let's talk about your book briefly. Your book is what, Denied a Chance?
Yeah, Denied a Chance, How Gun Control Helped a Stalker Murder My Husband. You can find it on Amazon, or you can find it at my website, deniedachance.com.
And the individual that murdered your husband is now behind bars. What kind of sentence did he get? 10 years has gone by. Are we closer? Is this guy getting out?
Yes, unfortunately, this guy is going to get out. It was a bench trial. The murderer gets to choose that. Of course, there was no jury. I think a jury would have given him the max, and they would have stuck with first degree. But unfortunately, the judge dropped it from first degree premeditated murder to second degree, even though when the police searched this guy's truck, they found two more guns, ammunition, a baseball bat, binoculars, gloves, rope, and a knife. So,
well, I guess everybody has that in their car, right? Everybody has that in their car, just in case they feel like murdering somebody one day. So maybe he wasn't planning. This is ridiculous. The more I hear about this, of course, I know this story intimately, but it angers me. I'll never forget getting the call from you telling me that the judge had dropped it. I couldn't believe I was hearing that. I couldn't believe it. I remember the shock in your voice when you said that. I thought it was scandalous.
Unfortunately, in the state of Tennessee, second-degree murder, which is what he dropped it to, is only 15 to 25 years. And he didn't even get the max for that. He gave him 23 years. So he'll be out, you know.
Is he getting credit for time served also?
I gave a victim impact statement. And in that statement, before the judge and everyone in the courtroom, I said, the very least you can do is give him 100%, you know, make him serve 100% of the time. Don't let him out early for good behavior, you know, no parole. And he at least did that. So he does have to serve the complete 23 years, but it's going to be terrifying for me when he is let out. Cause like you said, it has already been 10 years.
So. You're a young woman. Back then, 10 years ago, 23 years seems like a lifetime. It was more than half your age at the time. So
when I'm in my mid fifties, he will be set free.
I'm in my mid fifties. It's
it's terrifying.
It is terrifying. And have you heard or has he threatened? Do you know anything? Has he been quiet? Has there been anything mentioned about you at all? Do you know?
Back when he was very first arrested. And when the trial was going on, it took 3 years to go to trial,
right?
Even though there were 50 witnesses and multiple video cameras that picked up everything. And he was caught obviously there on the scene. He would write letters to my attorney addressed to me. And at first my attorney showed me, you know, the first letter or two. And it just disturbs me. You know, you're thinking as a victim, maybe you can get some answers.
Right.
But there are no answers. I told the attorney, I said, you know what? I don't want to see these anymore. You know, if he still sends them, fine. If there's anything threatening in there, let me know. You know, if you feel like my life is in danger, let me know. But other than that, this is just going to make things worse for me. So I don't want to see them.
Well, good for you. And fortunately, we have another 13 years to go. But you look back now and you see how fast time flies. It really is scary.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that our criminal justice system lets these people back out into society.
I know.
This guy has already proven what he's capable of. And they're going to let him back out. And I can promise you he'll be just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, when he's released.
Did he have a family?
Does he have a family?
Yeah.
The murderer does have a father and a sister. From what I understand, he was divorced and didn't have children.
Okay.
So no, he doesn't have his own. You know.
Well, that's a good thing. All right. Well, the fact of the matter is, the gist of what you're hearing, listener, is that the individual who murdered Nikki's husband, Ben, is going to be walking the streets again. And Nikki, I'm with you on this. I don't know how many times. I think we've talked about this off air many times too. When you look at some of these crimes committed that we've discussed over the years, and you see that the killer had a rap sheet. How many times have you used? He's got a rap sheet as long as my arm. Why does anyone with a rap sheet as long as your arm, why is that person even out? And when you look at some of the crimes, you see that he was convicted of manslaughter or he was convicted. I mean, these are heinous crimes and these people are out. It doesn't make any sense to me. Half the problems in Chicago could probably be eliminated if we started putting these clowns in prison and gave them lengthy sentences. Again, Chicago, by the way, another 50 people shot over the weekend, 6 killed just this past weekend, listener, in Chicago alone. And they want to talk to you about taking your assault weapons and putting background checks on you. We're going to go there with Nikki in just a couple of minutes. Nikki, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. I'm talking with Nikki Gosar. The book is Denied a Chance. You can find it at Amazon or on her website. And we'll be back right after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today. You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. I'm going to continue the conversation now with Nikki Gosar. The book, Denied a Chance. You heard a very compelling segment in the previous segment. We know what happened to Nikki's husband. She is a victim, and he was a victim of gun control, of gun-free zones. Nikki, let's move forward now to, and I call them the clown posse. You don't have to get sucked into my calling those, what are we up to, 1,280 Democrats running now on the progressive socialist ticket? I forget. I've lost count when I see the pictures up on the fake news. I see 50 pictures. I'm like, well, that must be the first debate, right? I don't even know who it is anymore. But when you see this group, every single one of them, right down to the last socialist, calling for more gun control and making it a central part of their campaign, that's got to drive you nuts.
It's disturbing, definitely, because I don't believe that more gun control is the answer. Not all victims of violent crime want more gun control. There are definitely some things that we can do, but things like red flag laws, I believe it's unconstitutional. There's no proper due process. It's pretty scary. Red flag laws concern me a great deal. There's problems with universal background checks that we can talk about.
We're going to go in both of those directions right now. And I've got some news here that is actually breaking today, earlier today, that I want to talk with you about too quickly. But there's a report out now, and a friend of mine and yours, David Kodria, is reporting, and it is running now in the top section of the gun feed from about, I guess it was about 1 o'clock earlier today, this afternoon Eastern time, that the ATF is now going to be moving on pistol braces at the direction of Donald Trump. If you know anything about what happened in Dayton, it was not an AR-15 rifle. It was an AR-15 pistol, and he had a pistol brace on it. I have a SIG pistol brace, and let me tell you right now, listener, I'm not giving that away any more than I gave my bump stock away. I didn't give my bump stock away. I can't find it. I don't know where it is, but I didn't give it to any law enforcement agency, and I never will. And they want to do the same thing to this property I have up here again? They're not going to get that either. I'm not giving it away. I'm not sure I'll be able to find it when I look for it again, but I'm not giving it to anybody. Nikki, it appears that Donald Trump, if this report is correct, is ready to move and reclassify another inanimate object with no moving parts to ban them. Now, then I want to go to, because now we're going to go to universal background checks. He looks ready to move there. And then I want to go to red flag laws. He looks ready to move there. When you hear something like this that's out today, what goes through your mind?
It's a knee-jerk reaction. It's part of that whole do something problem that we seem to have every time some evil person does something like this. People just say, well, do something. Well, the question should be, is the something that you want to do actually going to have a real impact and going to lower homicides? I don't see that some of these gun control measures are really going to do what they want them to do, other than to, infringe on the rights of law-abiding people. Criminals could care less.
Would a bump stock ban have did the bump stock ban, or would it, if it were in effect when Ben was murdered, have prevented his murder?
No. He didn't use a bump stock. I mean, he just used a semi-auto. I think it was a Ruger 45 that anyone can purchase.
It was a handgun. Well, that's what they say they don't want to ban, is handguns, except they've reclassified that now to semi-automatic weapons. They're demonizing that term. They've made that part of the lexicon so that all semi-automatics fall under that heading of semi-automatic. That includes handguns. Listen to you. Watch the way these people are playing games, and that's what you're up against. Would a move by the ATF and Trump's signature to ban pistol braces have saved your husband? Of course, that's a rhetorical question. But this is how crazy we get, because people like Nikki just said, we knee-jerk to that default, we have to do something. And then when you ask them, what? I agree with you. What? You get crickets. You get this. Oh, that's you don't get that. No, you get crickets. Where's the crickets? Nope, I'll have to go back later to the crickets. You don't get applause. You get crickets with the wrong button on the board. But they're silent because they know there is no law. They just want to do something. ATF move on pistol braces. And David Kodria has a pretty good track record with some of these sources. So we'll see what happens. Let's go now, because we know pistol braces, we know bump stocks, worthless.
I would say, Mark, let me just say, if they want to do something that would truly make a difference and help save lives, then get rid of so many of these gun-free zones. Let law-abiding citizens who legally own a gun, who have their handgun carry permit, who can carry legally in their state, let them carry. Let them carry to protect themselves and their families. It's foolish to slap a sign on a door that says no guns allowed, and you have no metal detectors, no armed security at every entrance, you're not taking bags. So any bad guy can get in there and do anything he wants and kill as many people as he wants. And they're drawn to these places. I mean, they want to get the highest body bag count. If you were a bad guy, where would you go? To shoot as many people as possible where you know they're going to be helpless. It's going to be a gun-free zone. Well, it's just common sense.
Well, you know as well as I do that more guns aren't the answer, Nikki. That's what they tell us. More guns aren't the answer. Cuomo stood up at a bill signing flanked by Nancy Pelosi in New York State. I still don't know why that San Francisco communist was in New York State, but I digress. Anyway, she was there, and someone in the crowd asked if he would be all for arming teachers. This was about 6 to 12 months ago. And he said, yeah, that's just what we need, is a shootout. Somebody shooting back is a shootout in a school. That's what we need. He said, it's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. Of course, he was flanked by security guards that if someone came in during the bill signing and tried to assassinate and take him out, I am presuming he would expect his armed security detail to shoot back. It's okay for the governor to be protected, but not kids. These people are flat out liars. And when you look at statements like that, this is intellectual dishonesty at its core. This is putting political agenda, politics, above your life and the lives of your kids. Nikki, what you said is spot on. And let me make this clear. The individual, let's do a hypothetical here. I kind of like this. We'll play theater of the mind. You're on your way to let's call it a outdoor first Friday festival in the town square in whatever town you live in. They do this every Friday. And before you get there, you stop at the bank and the grocery store and the liquor store, and you run around and do a little bit of shopping. In each of those cases, you are not aware of the fact that you are standing behind a woman who has a gun on her hip or in her purse at the bank. And standing on both sides of you at the grocery store are lawfully armed concealed carry permit holders, probably a lot more than just those two. And then when you head over to the Home Depot to grab some charcoal for your ride home, because we know you're going to grill hard when you get home, there's a guy openly carrying a handgun. Then it dawns on you, wow, I saw every one of those people at the First Friday event I was just at. But there was a sign when you went in that said no guns allowed. So because they're law-abiding citizens, they disarmed. What is it about that particular venue that we don't trust those people, yet we trust them in every single scenario I just mentioned to you? Nikki, we're getting ready to take a break. Think about that. When we come back, I want to ask you, then we're going to tackle universal background checks and red flag laws with someone who has lived the nightmare of a gun-free zone. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. I was so compelled in the previous segment that I failed to mention. You heard that gun broker rejoiner come in just back about 10 minutes ago. Please join the throngs of us that are going and signing up for GunBroker.com. If you don't have a GunBroker.com account, by all means, sign up and get one. I've had one for years. Over 1 million auctions a day. All kinds of cool stuff over there, and we will be doing the range bag giveaways. I know I've been saying that for a few days, but I promise you, I'm a little bit delayed on that because of my trip to Tucson, but we're back, and I'm working with GunBroker right now, and we'll be picking up those bags personally. So when you win them, I'm going to be the one shipping them to you. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. GunBroker.com, get a free account, see what you can find out there, and don't yell at me when your wife or husband gets mad because you're spending more money than they thought you should have, because that's how cool GunBroker is. Nikki, before the break, so the point that I was trying to make is we stand around armed citizens all day long. So does Shannon Watts if she goes out by herself to a grocery store. So do all these gun grabbers. They're among us. There's what, nearly 20 million law-abiding permit holders in this country. So when you walk in somewhere, we're there. Yet it doesn't seem to bother any of them. They're not frightened. They're not walking around with helmets and flak jackets on because they're afraid of concealed carry permit holders until they want to get political and push an agenda. Yet those very same people they don't trust to be in the First Friday Festival that I was talking about, what gives there?
Yeah, you know, I don't understand it because I am one of those handgun carry permit holders, you know, and I generally trust American citizens. I can tell you, I certainly trust handgun carry permit holders more than I do the rest of the general public, because you've already proven you're law abiding. You've had that background check. You've given your fingerprints. You've gone through the state certified training. You know, when I know someone is a handgun carry permit holder, it makes me feel more at ease with them, quite frankly. But that's just me.
Well, it's not just it is just you in that sense, but it's really not just you. It's also tens of millions of other Americans. And that's the point that we try to get across. I've asked people who say they don't feel comfortable. You realize that I'm standing next to you holding a firearm right now, correct? Oh, I didn't think about that. That's because you didn't know. I just happened to tell you. Do you feel any more unsafe? You feel safe or unsafe because I'm here? You know, the person at the bank probably had a handgun too. Lots of us out there that carry handguns. You'd be blown away by how many people carry handguns. I got an email from a listener who happens to live very, very close to me and doesn't know it, but told me he was in a particular Walmart in Georgia, and it happens to be the Walmart I was in this morning. And he said two people walking around openly carrying their sidearms, no one mentioning a word, not a peep from anybody. And he, of course, was carrying concealed. There's three people right there. Now, I told him, I don't know what time you were there or what time of day it was or what kind of crowd was in Walmart, but I openly carry in Walmart all the time. He didn't know it was that Walmart, but I see it all the time. I've never had a hassle or a problem at all. Does it depend on the area of the country we're in where people just are versus, for example, Massachusetts or Georgia or New Jersey? Are people just trained to freak out?
Yeah. I guess politically, whoever has control of that state, you know, that usually if Democrats have control, then the public are going to be mostly Democrats. And yeah, they tend to freak out.
Yeah, they do freak out. Unfortunately, show me a city in decay in America, and I'll show you a city run by Democrats at every level for decades. Nikki, let's talk about universal background checks. Oh, boy. Where do you want to start? I'll let you take the bull by the horns here. Is universal background check, well, first of all, describe it and tell us if it's going to stop anything.
Okay, well, universal background checks would just, right now when you go to purchase a gun at an FFL, at a dealer, you have to get a background check done. You have to fill out what's called a 4473 form, give all of your information, and they run a background check on you. Right now, you can privately transfer a firearm to someone else within your state. And there's no background check required in many states. I know in Tennessee, there's no background check required. If I wanted to sell a gun to my mother, I could do that and I wouldn't have to have a background check run. Universal background checks would make it so that if I wanted to sell a gun to my mother, I would have to have a background check done by an FFL on my mother to make sure that she is a law-abiding person and not prohibited from owning a gun, even though I have known her my entire life, and I know she has no criminal record, and she is a law-abiding person. I would also have to pay sometimes a very large fee for this, you know, if I wanted to buy a gun to have the background check run. My mother, if she wanted to buy a gun, she would have to go through that process and pay the fee. The one thing about background checks that I think a lot of people don't realize, because, you know, you hear politicians and a lot of people in the general public seem to think that universal background checks, they'll help solve mass public shootings or at least lessen the problem. But expanding background checks to private person-to-person transfers of firearms is going to multiply an already existing problem unless it's fixed. The problem is the majority of people who are denied or rejected on the background check, they're false positives. They're people that should have passed the background check. They're just mistaken for prohibited people and denied the gun purchase when they should not have been. So, you know, that may not be an issue for you personally, but think about it. If you were being stalked or your life was threatened, and you needed a gun quickly to protect yourself and your loved one, you've got a dangerous problem on your hands now. It's potentially lethal. I mean, it costs thousands of dollars to pay an attorney to try to have that mistake cleared up, and it can take many months. Not everybody has that kind of money or time. The background check system is flawed because they don't use all of the information provided on the 4473 form at the point of sale during the background check.
Is it going to stop what happened in California, El Paso, or Dayton, or anywhere else that we know of?
No. Had universal background checks been in place, it would not have stopped. I don't think it would have stopped any of the mass public shootings that have happened in this century. Like, all of these people
have passed background checks.
They either passed background checks or they had issues and the information was not properly loaded into the NICS system, so it didn't flag them. So in turn, they passed the background check or they stole the guns.
And let's take a case of Adam Lanza. Adam Lanza didn't have to get a background check. He blew his mother's head off and stole her guns. We take the case of Virginia Tech, Shuangwei Cho. He should never have been able to purchase the gun legally because of the mental health issues that he had had that didn't make it into the system. We all agree that that should be fixed. Virginia's worked on that. And we go to the case of, for example, pick another one. Dayton, Ohio, passes background checks. El Paso, passed background checks. But if you want to go to another mistake, Charleston comes to mind, where this individual also shouldn't have been able to buy guns because he was technically a prohibited person, but the background check didn't pick that up because of an error by the FBI that didn't enter the proper information. We've had military branches fail to enter information into the NICS check that didn't make it in. That allowed someone who shouldn't have been able to buy a gun. Background checks might make people feel real good, but they are 100% ineffective. So when they won't stop a crime that we know has occurred, such as Dayton, Ohio, to scream we need background checks, that's a good place to start, is intellectual dishonesty. When we come back after this break, I want to talk with Nikki about, here we go, red flag laws. Now, you heard us talk about it yesterday. I'll wrap up with background checks first, then we'll go to red flag laws. These things are a nightmare waiting to happen. They are a disaster waiting to happen. Two people have already been killed as a result of these. We are going to continue this discussion because it is apparently on Trump's table. Lindsey Graham-nesty. That's right. I said Lindsey Graham-nesty is talking about, well, I think red flag laws are certainly a place we can start. And we're going to hear a lot from Lindsey Graham. He's pushing his. Marco Rubio, Florida. You got Scott, former governor of the state of Florida, now a senator. They're all pushing these things. When we come back, we'll explain what it means, and we'll get a perspective from someone who lived it back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle, or a Saturday night special. Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It is now segment four. I've got Nikki Gosar with me. Nikki, thank you for being here. We're going to move pretty quick, Nikki. We have to move really fast because I've got so much I want to talk with you about. Remember, this is the GunBroker.com studios. Listeners, don't forget to sign up for a free GunBroker.com account. Don't forget Nikki's book, Denied a Chance, available on Amazon. Denied a Chance by Nikki Gosar. And also my newest book with George the Mad Ogre Hill, Grilling While Armed, is out. You'll love it. It's doing great. You'll have fun with it. Nikki, let's go back to what we were talking about in the previous segment, and that was background checks. Would a comprehensive, or what they call universal background check, have stopped your husband's killer?
No, he would have passed a background check. He had no criminal record.
He didn't even have as much as a traffic ticket, I remember you saying one time.
That is correct.
Even I've had traffic tickets, and I've always passed background checks. So your final thought, exclamation point, affecting only law-abiding people, correct?
I believe so, yes.
All right. Red flag laws. And I also want to – I got to save some time here to talk about Chris Cuomo. That lunatic over at CNN just went off. And I want to – Trump's out there tweeting about this today, so we'll go there. But the very serious issue of red flag laws – Person A makes an accusation against person B, who takes it to an authority figure. They take it to a judge. Judge says, yep, okay, I think that's credible. Go get his guns. Nikki, it is a complete violation of our Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, and 14th Amendment due process rights. All three of those rights, our constitutional rights, are eviscerated instantly under the current setup red flag laws that Lindsey Graham and the rest of them are putting out on the streets as a model, Florida's, for example, as a model for all of us. No due process. If we lose due process in this country because we can be charged by something from someone, I don't care who that person is, we've lost our judicial system. It's the basic tenet of our judicial system that we have due process, we have a right to face our accuser, and we have a right to a speedy trial if we're charged with a crime. In neither of these cases are we charged with a crime, nor do we get to face our accuser, yet we have our constitutional rights violated immediately. Two line of questions for you. Number one, would it have stopped a red flag law in Tennessee, have stopped your husband's murderer? And number two, could it have been used against you post-incident? Go ahead.
No, it wouldn't stop Ben's murderer because he had not threatened our lives. As far as I know, he had not actually threatened anyone else's life. I don't believe it would have stopped him. I do believe that it could have impacted me.
How could it have impacted you? How? You were the victim. How could a red flag have impacted you?
Well, you know, after my husband was murdered in front of me, I was very depressed. And I needed to talk with a therapist. I needed to talk with family and friends. I mean, having some depression after something that horrific is normal. However, if that law had been in place at the time, I mean, a therapist, a family member, a friend, a neighbor, an acquaintance, and they may have had good intentions, could have been well-meaning, but they could easily notify authorities and say, well, you know, she's depressed and we're kind of concerned that she might be a danger to herself. And, you know, she owns guns. And then with no proper due process, my right to protect myself could have been stripped from me, leaving me helpless after all I'd been through, you know, witnessing my stalker murdering my husband. I was terrified and I would be guilty and disarmed until proven innocent. It would cost me thousands of dollars to have legal representation and many months of being defenseless before I could get my rights back. That would be trauma on top of trauma for me.
You're presenting another side of red flags that I haven't heard anybody talk about. In fact, I haven't talked about it, and I spent the day discussing it yesterday with Eric Friday, attorney at floridacarry.org, and we did not discuss it. I didn't even think about that. But here you are as a victim and a gun owner who obviously traumatized, obviously going into a state of depression after that, as any normal human being would that wouldn't be described as a psychopath, certainly is going to feel some level of mental, it's going to impact your mental health. It's got to for a normal human being. So here you go sure. through therapy, and now you've got a well-meaning individual who is worried. It could be your mother, could be a sibling, that could be so what I've never seen Nikki like this before, and I know she's got guns in the house. I'm worried about her. I don't want her to take her life. She's depressed. And the next thing you know, your due process rights are being taken from you simply because you're going through a grieving process. Wouldn't it simply be easier for your sister to say to you, hey, Nikki, listen, let's have a heart-to-heart conversation. I love you dearly. You have guns in the home and I'm worried about you. Wouldn't that be what normally occurs before a sister goes to the cops? Aren't we creating a situation? I mean, don't siblings love each other? Isn't that the way it would normally happen?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my family would never do that to me. They know better. But
I know better, too, by the way. I'm just saying.
My family knew, you know, she needs a way to protect herself. I mean, this man has just absolutely obliterated her life. He's taken her husband from her and, you know, that one evil person can change the course of your life forever. And, you know, just because someone is depressed after something like this does not mean that they're a danger to themselves or others. People should be allowed to grieve and experience normal human emotions after trauma and not be fearful of losing their basic human right of self-defense.
And we go through the normal five stages of grief. It's a progression. We know this. It's well-documented, and I think you're absolutely correct. That's a side of this, though, Nikki, that I haven't heard anybody else present. I don't know that anybody else is talking about it. We certainly will, and I will going forward mention this side of it from the victim's standpoint, as you just said, how it could be, and in many cases unintentionally, by someone who cares about you. And I refer to Brian Aiken up in New Jersey, as I've done many times over the years. His well-intended mother called 911 because she was worried about him. He was depressed about a divorce. He had firearms. It wasn't a red flag where he had firearms in the car, which were legally in the car, according to the state police, who told him how to handle them in New Jersey. They found the firearms, confiscated the firearms. They arrested him, and he was doing 7 years. He was in a state penitentiary, a nightmare. All right, great insight on that, Nikki. Let's go something else, kind of fun. Chris Cuomo, if you've seen the video, just loses it on some guy that yells, hey, Fredo, yo, Fredo. And Chris Cuomo lost it, absolutely lost it on tape with string after string after string, listener of satellite radio moment words. If you're a new listener, satellite radio moment words are words that's my phrase for words you can't say on this radio program, but you can say on satellite radio program. You're smart enough to know that those are expletives, and they were flying. This guy was F-bombing all over the place, threatened to throw this guy down the steps, threatened to blank him up, I mean harm him physically. Trump tweets out,
Would Chris Cuomo be given a red flag for his recent rant, filthy language, and a total loss of control? He shouldn't be allowed to have any weapon. He's nuts. Nikki, your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with Dana Lash. She retweeted the president's tweet and explained with one tweet, the president of the United States explains how red flag laws can and will be abused. So I agree with her. I think there are a lot of, you know, people out there that will abuse it. I think it's dangerous.
You know, it's interesting. I'm reading some. I want to spend some more time studying this. I'm seeing some tweets from Stephen Gutowski, my dear friend over at the Free Beacon. And I catch from Dana's tweet with one tweet, POTUS explains how red flag laws can and will be abused. I take from that that Dana thinks that, of course, Chris Cuomo shouldn't be red flagged for going off verbally on somebody. Yet the president is saying he could. He could be. And she's pointing that out. So I want to spend a little bit more time analyzing this before I go into it deeper. Or maybe I won't. Chris Cuomo, all you got to do is watch the video and you'll see everything you need to see about Chris Cuomo. And if you want to know about CNN, they're standing by him. Watch the video, then read the CNN statement. Tells you everything you need to know about the fake news going on over there at the Communist News Network. Nikki Gosar, the book is Denied a Chance. Thank you so much for being here. You know I love you to death. You're welcome to break bread at Armed American Radio Ranch anytime. I hope to see you soon. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios. We'll get up and do it again tomorrow because we can and they don't want us to. That's why. Remember, until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club because no self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside without his club. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you on the radio.